Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Badax. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Badax. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Badax, and Sebring. Member FDIC. A Michigan man has entered a guilty plea to multiple probation violations following a court hearing. Alexander Michael Kloska appeared before the Honorable Judge Frill in Huron County Circuit Court on allegations of violating the terms of his probation. He was represented by defense attorney Jessica Risk, while the case was handled by prosecuting attorney Timothy Rutkowski. During the hearing, Kloska admitted to three violations, the first involved being at an unapproved location on February 6th, the second involved his removal from a recovery court program on February 23rd due to rule violations, and the third involved contact by phone with an individual he was ordered not to contact. As part of the agreement, additional allegations including claims of new criminal conduct and resisting or obstructing officers were dismissed. The court found a factual basis for the plea and accepted it as knowingly and voluntarily made. Judge Frill ordered an updated pre-sentence report and scheduled a sentencing for June 15th at 11 a.m. Bond continues or conditions will remain in place until that time. And also in Huron County District Court on Friday, May 8th, Mark Joseph Zyla waived his right to a preliminary examination in four felony cases, 26-207FY, 26-208FY, and 26-209FY, and 26-199FY. Three counts individually, each one for delivery of methamphetamine. The prosecution, represented by Timothy Rutkowski, had offered a plea deal. Under the offer, Zyla would plead guilty to charges in cases 207, 208, and 209, including a habitual offender third offense designation. The prosecution agreed not to seek consecutive sentencing or further habitual offender notices, and to dismiss cases 26-199FY. Zyla would pay full restitution for controlled buys. Defense attorney Michelle Siev confirmed Zyla's waiver. The court found Zyla's waiver to be knowing, voluntary, and understanding. However, he did not accept the plea offer at this time. His attorney said that she hopes to continue negotiating the plea offer. Zyla is now bound over to circuit court for arraignment on Monday, June 1st at 9 a.m. Bond conditions remain unchanged. When we come back from this Ortis Ford Joe Ritchie sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford in Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a 72-year-old Saginaw County man is back behind bars facing multiple felony charges. Authorities say A.J. Strobel was lodged in the Saginaw County Jail on May 8th. He has been charged with 10 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, one of the most serious sex offense charges under Michigan law. If convicted, Strobel can face a maximum penalty of life in prison on each count. Court records indicate the case is now moving through the judicial process with further hearings expected. Details surrounding the allegations, including when and where the incidents are alleged to have occurred, have not yet been fully released publicly. First-degree criminal sexual conduct charges in Michigan typically involve allegations of sexual assault with aggravating factors, such as victim's age or the use of force. Officials have not released additional information at this time. When we come back from his Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community. Our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. Marvin Messing, a devoted husband, loving father, passed away peacefully on Sunday, December 14th, 2025, at his winter home in Mesa, Arizona, at the age of 87. He was born on August 13th, 1938, in Ruth, Michigan. In 1961, Marvin married the love of his life, Lauren. Marvin dedicated 65 years to farming. Marvin is survived by his devoted wife, Lauren, his seven children, Greg, Lynette, Teresa, Denise, Karen, Michael, and Joel, 14 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. Massive Christian burial for Marvin Messing will be held on Saturday, May 16th, 2026, at St. Cumkill Sheridan Corners Catholic Church at 11 a.m., Visitation will take place on Friday, May 15, 2026 at McAlpine Funeral Home from 3 to 8 p.m., with the rosary taking place at 7 p.m., and also on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be offered to the St. Cumkill Cemetery Fund or St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And that's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and this news update was brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortiz Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortiz Ford and Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.